Thank you, Pastor.
Amen, Pastor.
It's a real pleasure to be in Tallinn tonight.
On tõeline rõõm rahul olla Tallinnas täna.
This is my second time in your country.
See on teine kord teie maa viibida.
2 years ago I came to the city of Narva.
2 aastat tagasi ma tulin Narva.
I was invited to be back again this week.
Kutsuti tagasi ka sellel Narva nüüd.
First of all, let me give you a little bit of my observations.
Võib-olla ma räägin teile oma tähelepanekutest kõigepealt.
I feel the presence of the Lord.
Ma tunnen Issanda ligilu.
And God is moving all over the world.
Jumal tõesti liigub üle kogu maailma.
I've had the privilege of ministering in 69 countries around the world. Some of it in islands. Some in the jungles of Africa. And I have learned to be sensitive to what God is saying or doing in a service.
Ja ma olen õppinud olema tundlik sellele, mida Jumal ütleb või teeb.
It's wonderful to feel that God is the same wherever God's people will worship Him.
Ja on imeline tajuda seda, et ma olen seesama, kus iganes Jumal.
I sense tonight that I'm in the presence of the Lord.
Ma tunnen täna, et ma olen Issanda ligilus.
I sense tonight that I'm in the presence of God's people.
Ma tunnen, et ma olen Issanda rahva ligilus.
And these are dark days outside, but they're glorious, wonderful days on the inside of the church.
Ja väljast on asi küll üsna pime maailmas, aga imelised ja aukused päevad on koguduse sees.
This is always a rather awkward moment when you come into a church. Nobody knows who you are. And
see on alati väga veider moment, kui sa tuled kogudusse, nii mina väga ebamõelne ebakohane.
I don't know who you are.
Mina ei tea, kes teha, kes mina olen, näin nii edasi.
Think it makes it comfortable as though that you have a smile on your face.
Aga asja, mis teeb nagu asja kergumas, et teil on naeratus nagu.
And that makes me feel comfortable.
Ja see teeb annab mulle rahulolu või rõõmsad on.
I enjoyed so much our visit with Pastor Mark.
Me nautisime täna meiega ühist aega üleksis.
And what a delightful pastor he is.
Ja vana linn on väga ilus.
People of the West didn't trust the communists.
Ja ilme, et lähe ilmselt ei usaldanud kommunisti.
They didn't feel like I was really being, that people were being told what I was saying.
Ja no on ka ilme, et tekis selle kusaduse kriis, milles mõttes, et ilmselt ei olnud hindad, et nad...
So then I began to record it.
Ja ma hakkasin lindistamas.
And I would take it back to an interpreter in the States.
Ja ma võtsin need lindi kaasa tõlgile.
To be sure that I was being interpreted properly. So if I get suspicious tonight that Pastor Mart isn't doing right, I'll next time know to bring my recorder. Let me find out for my own benefit. How many of you understand English? How many understand American English? How many don't understand English at all? Alright, well we're gonna get along okay. It's a real delight to be here tonight. I've just been waiting on the Lord, and my spirit wanted where God wanted us to go tonight. And I think that I would be comfortable if I would just give you a little bit of an insight to what God has been doing in my life. And then you'll understand where I'm coming from, and then if we have the time, I'd like to be some Bible teaching with you.
Ja kui me õpime siis paremini tundma, siis võib-olla me oleme natuke aega ja saame jätta teile kui natukene biibliõpetust.
First of all, as an introduction, I've been a pastor in Houston, Texas for 54 years.
Ma olen Houstonis, Texas, olen pastor 54 aastat.
I have one man in my church who was 10 years old when I went there.
Ja meno greco sono espressi che solitudine non sono la cosa che è il posto di sangue.
Now he's 64 years old. Green hair. He's a grandpa. So I've had a lot of experience with the same people. God has taught me a lot throughout the years. I suppose that one of the greatest happenings in my life happened about 35 years ago. After I've been pastoring this church in the heart of downtown Houston for a long period of time, God touched my life in a unique, different way. I was sitting in a meeting somewhat like this, and suddenly the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. And out of that experience, I had a new God. I had a new Bible. I had a new feeling about the church. My life was totally transformed. God ruined 15 years of sermons. They no longer were relevant because God gave me a new outlook on the church. But what happened with this, God brought some changes in my life. We were praying for a revival among our young people. The drug culture was enraged then in Houston. We had come out of the Vietnam War, and there was a lot of rebellion among the young people. They were rebelling against authority. Against parents. And one Sunday night, a rock and roll band came into our church. And gave their heart to the Lord. And they came to me that night and asked me if they could bring their instruments to church and play tomorrow night. I have always played a trumpet in church. By the way, I understand your son is playing the trumpet.
No, it's my brother.
Your brother? Oh. You know the trumpet is God's favorite instrument.
The
trumpet of God's going to sound and the dead in Christ are going to rise. God loves the trumpet and I love the trumpet. I have played the trumpet in church and I thought it would be all right to let this rock and roll band bring their instruments and play in church. The news spread throughout the schools in the city of Houston that the rock band, a very popular band, would be playing at my church for free. And I have always gone to the church about an hour early to be sure that everything is ready for the service. And when I got about a block away from the church, I heard all of this loud, noisy music. And I began to be afraid. Because I didn't know what was beginning to take place. I got on the church grounds and there were young people all over the lot, all over the property.
They had
tank tops on. Long hair.
ja pikkajuukset.
Girls in shorts.
Ja tytöt kuin shorts edes.
And none of these things ever came or happened in our churches.
Ja kunhan kysymys oli, että ne kouluissa ei ollut kunnakin näin paljon tullut.
And when I looked on the church grounds and saw all of this, I began to be afraid. I wasn't afraid of God. But I was afraid of the saints that were going to come in a little while. You know, one of the things I've learned about church people is they have their favorite pew.
Yksi asia, mitä mä olen oppinut kirkon rahvaa kohtaan, se, että meillä on oma lemmikpinkki tavallaan.
I can usually count down the rows of my church and know who is there and who is absent.
Mä olin yleensä kokeilla kirkon pinkkinä kohtaan järkeä ära, kes on kohdalla, kes on kuulla.
And when I walked into my building that night,
mä läksin oma huoneessa siellä lopussa, kun mä saatiin.
It was filled with long haired
hippies.
And they were sitting in the saints' pews. And I knew in a little while that their saints were going to come in. And I knew when they came up and saw a long haired hippie, they were not going to be very happy. And I was right. But the building was filled. And God moved in a wonderful way. They didn't know church music. They didn't know Amazing Grace. They were singing songs that I had never heard, Spirit of the Sky. That was real spiritual to them because it had the word Spirit in it. And we went through that service that night, and nearly 400 boys and girls came and gave their heart to Christ. At the end of the service, they brought their cigarettes and their drugs. And we put it in a box that I would take it to the police the next morning. And the police would tell me, go get some more, you're getting more of it than we can. And so night after night I saw 400 to 500 young people give their heart to Christ. I called my dear friend David Wilkerson and I told him what was happening. And asked him to send me a lot of the books across the switchblade. And his book on Nicky Cruz. So he sent them to me. And we would give these books to these young people. And we would pray until 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning. But I learned a lot of lessons during that period of time. One night a little girl came to me, her name was Jill. Just before the service started, she said, Pastor, what was a Christian dress like? And I said, Jill, why do you ask? She turned and pointed to a lady sitting in the sanctuary. And she said, when I came in tonight, this lady sat down beside me. And she said, little girl, why don't you go home and dress like a Christian and then come back? Now, what this lady did not know, and Jill had been living with two boys in an apartment. But on Monday night, she had given her heart to Christ. As soon as church was over, she went to the apartment and got all of her clothing and things and put them in a little brown bag.
Ja,
ta, She moved out of that apartment that night. Because God had convicted her. So now she comes to church two nights later. And one of the ladies says, why don't you go home and dress like a Christian and then come back? As a pastor, my heart broke. I thought, dear God, have I been pastoring all these years and the only thing that a Christian can see is what other people are wearing? And I felt so deeply hurt in my spirit. Because this Christian did not know that Jill had given her heart to Christ. You know, we need to be careful that we don't judge people by what they wear. And let God, the Holy Spirit, do His work in your lives. When this began to happen, I was being flown by colleges and churches all over America to tell the story.
Ja kui see ole aga suhtuma, kui kõik sellase toob, siis lennud, et ei ole terve maailma üle kõrgutesse Ameerika, kus kolledžetesse ja kohtadesse kirikutesse ja rääkida meie juhus.
And the question that I was asked most was this.
Ja kõige rohkem küsimus, mida minu küsimus oli see.
How long do you give these young people to straighten up their lives?
Kui pika ajas annad inimestele nendele mootele, siis et nende oma elu võiksid kordama?
I have one pet answer. As long as it takes God to do the work in your lives. You know, we have to be careful that we don't destroy one another by our trying to do the work of God. You know, we have convictions about physical abortion. But sometimes in the church, we do spiritual abortion. Young people that are born into the kingdom of God, older people born into the kingdom of God, we can become critical of them
and
not give God the opportunity to do what He needs to do in their lives. And I learned, you give God enough time. God is capable of doing the work better than we can. One of the boys that was in this band, long hair, and he shook it greatly when he was playing his guitar. He came to church one night with his hair cut. He saw everybody looking at him and he said, I know you wonder what happened to my hair. He said, I was reading my Bible the other day. And somewhere in the book of Jeremiah, I don't know where it is now. It says in there, cut off thine hair, O Israel. And he said, when he was reading that, God spoke to him. And he went and had his hair cut off. Isn't it wonderful how the Holy Spirit can speak to our hearts?
And
Scripture had nothing to do with a hippie getting his hair cut off. But the Holy Spirit took the Scripture and touched his heart and spoke to him. That's what happens when we come into a meeting like this. I may say something to you and it may be heard by different people. I've had people come to me after a service and say, you touched me by what you said. And I asked, what did I say? And they tell me. And then I realized that like bread, God takes the bread and He breaks it and He puts it into each of our hearts. He knows our needs. He knows where we hurt. He knows where we're weak. And so God touched this young man, Roger.
No, you are the oldest of the Normans, Roger.
Cut off thine hair. And so God is capable.
E Dio quello.
When you're God, you can do what you want to. God is a great creator. And he can speak to our hearts. The church needs to be careful that we never become the conscience of the individual.
Because
if we become the conscience of the people, when people go out of our church buildings, and there's no musicians, and there's no preacher, and you still, you're there without instructions. But if we trust God, God's Holy Spirit will become our conscience.
And
he can teach us and lead us into all truth. I have a lot of things that I didn't understand about God's move with that hippie group of people. I looked up in my car.
My mother's on a board.
I had a choir that was about 100 people, seated 100 people. And I turned and looked one night, the building was packed with young people down, sitting on the floor, sitting everywhere. Sitting around the piano and the organ and up the steps. And I looked and I saw, I could not believe what I saw. That was a little girl, young girl, teenage girl. And she had her puppy dog in her lap. And I had never had a dog in my choir. But she thought that if this was good for her, it was good for her dog. I mean, we're talking about young people that have never been to church. One night, probably 200 or more people, young people, have been filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they were speaking in a new language. And as a pastor, I thought, these must be young people from some Pentecostal
church.
And I stood down to a few of them and I asked them, which church are you from? Over and over, they told me the same story. I haven't been in church for years. But I heard you speaking in another language. They said, Pastor, I don't know what it was, but I heard these words in my spirit. And I began speaking to them. And I felt the presence of God. And for the first time as a minister, I began to understand that we don't baptize people in the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. And he baptized these young people with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. This continued, this week of meetings continued for over a week. By the end of the first week, building times, over 500 young people saved each night, and most of them filled with the Holy Spirit. I had opposition in the church. I had one man who had a long flashlight. And he would go out and walk around the cars and on the church grounds. And then he would come into the church at the end of the service. And he would say, Pastor, it's a shame what's going on outside the church. As a pastor, I wanted to scream, oh God. If he can only see what's happening on the inside. But he turned against the moving of God. I had a banker tell me,
mul oli pankur, kes ütles mulle.
Pastor, if you don't close this meeting down,
ja pastor, kui sa seda koosolekut kinni ei pane, seda jama ära lõpeta.
There won't be enough people Sunday morning to pay the bills of this church.
Ja siis peale hommikul ei saa siin olema piisavalt rahvast, et kogu see arvaid maksta sul.
The truth of the matter is,
asi oli kuidagi hoopis teissugune, tõde oli hoopis selles.
That God increased the income of that congregation.
Jumal otse vastupidi suurendas selle kooluse sisse tule.
And it put me as a pastor in the position of having to really see God.
Aga selle nüüd pastorina täis luulte perspektiivi kui, et ma nägin Jumala täis luulte viisi.
I am a pastor and I love people.
Ma olen pastori, ma armasin.
I don't want people hurting.
Ma ei taha, et inimesed saaksid vaike.
So on Saturday night, I knew that by Sunday morning I had to either announce that the meeting would continue, these hippies would still be invited, or I had to close it down.
Ja laulavõttu ma teadsin, et pealavõttu pean ma midagi tegema. Kas teadame seda, et see värk jätkub ja hippid on endiselt kirikus ja värk läheb edasi, nagu kogu aeg oli olnud sinna maani, või pean teadama, et sa seda peab midagi?
I told my wife, I don't know what to do.
Ma ütlesin oma naisele, et ma ei tea, mida teha.
I don't know what is right.
Ma ei tea, mis on nii.
I said, I'm going to go pray.
Ma lähen ja vabu.
And I'm not coming back till I've heard from God.
Ja ma ei tule enda tagasi, kui olen Jumala kõrst.
I got in my little Volvo.
Ja läksin oma pikisikesse Volvosse.
And I drove to Galveston, which is about 50 miles from Houston.
Ja 78 kilometrit Houstonist välja mere äärde.
And I began to walk the beach.
Ja hakkasin mere ääres käima, no.
I prayed all night.
Ma palvetasin te öö.
I didn't feel God's presence at 9 o'clock.
Ma ei tundnud Jumala ligiolu.
Nor 10 o'clock.
Ega ka mitte kell 10.
Nor 11 o'clock.
Ega ka mitte kell 11.
I just didn't feel God's presence.
Ma lihtsalt ei tundnud Jumala ligiolu.
God wasn't mad at me and hit me on the head and say that I was doing a bad thing.
Jumala ei olnud mulle tige ja pahane mu peale, aga ta ei öelnud minu vastu peale ja öelnud, et ma olen midagi lolli ja valesti teinud.
Nor did he pat me on the head and say you're doing a good thing.
Ega ta ei vastutanud mind peale ja öelnud tubli tubli, et sa oled hästi teinud.
God just didn't show up.
Jumala ei lihtsalt ei mul maha.
Have you ever prayed and you felt God didn't hear you?
Kas sa oled kunagi palunud ja Jumala?
Have you had a burden and you cried out and it seemed that God didn't see
you? Ja sa oled kisendanud ja öelnud välja ja tundnud, et kui Jumala ei hoolige.
And 1 o'clock came and 2 o'clock came and 3 o'clock came and I still did not hear from the fear hear from God.
Ja kui üks sai ja kaks ja kolm ja sa ikka ei ole Jumala.
Until finally Sunday morning,
lõpus peab
just as the sun began to rise up over the Gulf of Mexico, and the warmth of the sun touched my body,
ja kui päikese soojus kuulutas mu juurde,
I felt the presence of God.
Ma tundsin Jumala vihjet.
And God asked me one question.
Ja ma küsis mul ühe küsimuse.
What do you want to do?
Mida sa tahad teha?
What I would do if I were there?
Kas seda, mida mina tahaksin teha, kui ma olen seal kohal?
Or you just want to build a big church in the heart of Houston, Texas?
Kas sa tahad ehitada suure koguduse otse Houstoni, Houstoni nasudamas?
With that kind of a question,
või sellise küsimuse,
it wasn't difficult for me to answer God.
Ja mul ei olnud raske vastata.
I said I'm going to do what you would do if you were here in my place.
Ma ütlesin, ma tahan teha seda, mida sina tahad teha.
And with peace in my heart.
Ja rahul kogu seda.
I got back in my little Volvo and drove to Houston.
Läksin tagasi oma väikesesse Volvosse ja sõitsin Houstonisse.
And time I had showered and gone from the house to the church.
Ja selle ajal peale, kui ma olin tussi on käinud ja kirikusse jõudnud.
My church choir had already sung.
Siis minu kiriku koor oli juba oma laulud ära laulnud.
I walked in the back door into the platform.
Läksin tagauksest oma platformi peale.
And I walked with the platform with the peace of God.
Ja ma läksin sinna Jumala rahul.
Knowing that I had heard from God.
Teades, et ma olin Jumala kuulnud.
And I went to the pulpit.
Ja läksin kantsisse.
And it probably not more than 10 minutes.
Ja võibolla rohkem, mitte rohkem kui 10 minutiga.
I said these words, I love Jesus.
Ma ütlesin, meisid need sõnad, ma armastan Jeesus.
And at the end of about 10 minutes.
Ja umbes 10 minutit pärast.
I closed my eyes. And when I opened them, from one side of that huge building to the other, and at the altar, nearly every person that had been critical of these hippies, For on their knees praying. And that day God baptized that church in a baptism of love. I'll tell you what the world needs to see. A church that's baptized with Holy Ghost love. And can love the sinner. And can love the hurt. Can love the person that you don't understand. That morning God baptized that church in love. If one of these hippies came to our church, we probably had maybe 200 people. And we probably had an income somewhere around $150,000 a year. In a matter of about 3 years, we had 5,000 members. And we had a budget reaching nearly $3 million a year. I tell you, when God begins to move, you need to hear.
And
you know, God doesn't always do it the way we would do it. The thing that broke my heart as a pastor was as the church people that have been praying for God to send a revival to our young people.
Olivat ne samat ihmiset, jotka olivat palunut Jumalan lääkittävä kärkkäminen nuortasilta.
When it happened,
kun se siis syntyisi.
It didn't come the way they thought it would come.
Siis ei tullut se miten niin, kuin nämä tarkoittivat.
It came through a hippie generation coming in, giving their lives to Christ.
Se tuli oikeasti hippie, parvona valo, koska nyt siis sanoi sitä ainoa Kristus.
Nearly every family in the church who rejected God's move among the youth were lost from the church.
Praktiset kõik perekonnad, kes oli seda vastu püsisid oma vastuseisus, nad olid kadunud kogutust mõne
ajal. We need as Christians, we need to understand that God chooses the right to do it the way He wants to do it.
Ja kristlastena meil on tarvis mõista, et Jumal valib ja jätab endale õiguse teha seda nii, nagu tema tahab seda teha. Ükskõik, mis see siis on.
And so God touched my life. He changed my life. He changed my church. And God made Himself known unto this body of believers. So the thing that I learned was that if we learn to walk with God, and things begin to occur that we don't understand, you can always trust God. I would suggest that any church should never try to do it the same way. Don't invite a rock and roll band in. Don't go out and try to reach the hippies. Let God do His thing. But don't reject God. And don't reject what God's trying to do. Learn to depend upon Him. And have confidence in Him. And God will do what needs to be done within the body of Christ. At that same period of time, we began to flow in the charismatic renewal. People coming to us from all denominations. People being filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And there was a real thrust in the life of the body of Christ. So this gives you just a little bit of a bird's eye view of what I have been through over the past few years. And it's my heart's cry is that wherever we go, in whatever culture or whatever nation. That God will be given the liberty to raise up a spiritual renewal whenever and however He wants to do it. I said a little bit earlier that I've had the privilege of ministering in 69 countries. I just want you to know that The way you're worshiping tonight is a very common way in most of the cultures around the world.
Ja mä ytäsin, että mä olen teininä uudemme yhdessäsi liikissä. Ja hän ajattelin, että se ei ole stilvissä, että Jumala on jostain yltinen viisi yle maailmankuudessa.
Most of the cultures now, churches have praise singers.
Enämusta on yliskutuksen uudet.
And as we say, in our country, we sing off the wall.
Ja me laulamme teistä yksin siinä vielä, että Raamatus.
That's in opposition to using the old hymn books. But you know, I still love the old hymns. Rock of Ages, live for me. Amazing Grace. How great thou art. Wonderful hymns that we must not throw away. Learn to have a balance. Come into God's presence with worship and praise. Glory unto His name. And victory comes to the body of Christ through our praise and worship. And it's been a delight to be here tonight, and I haven't tried to do a Bible study. I just kind of wanted to get acquainted with you. Pastor Martin let me come back sometime. And we'll get into some Bible study. Thank you, Pastor, for letting me come tonight. And I understand that you and I have a little bit of a common thing. I was a pastor, you were a rock and roll man. Now you are a pastor and a former rock and roll. It's such a delight to be here tonight. I don't know whether you went through any of the pressures that I went through or not. I spent some time with him this afternoon. You're very fortunate to have a man like Pastor Mark to be your pastor. I'm expecting to hear greater things out of this congregation than has ever happened. There's an anointing here. The presence of the Holy Spirit is here. And greater things are ahead than you've ever seen before. We're living in very difficult days. Awful lot of hate and the church has the answer. Not in ourselves, but being the instruments of the Holy Spirit, God may use us to lift people that are down. Lift them up and give them hope. The only hope we have is in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, thank you for these moments that I can spend with you tonight. So happy to have my wife Faye here tonight. She was born in a pastor's home. She married a preacher. 3 years ago, he died. Over a year ago, my wife died. God brought us together. And now she's married to another preacher. Born in a preacher's home. Marries a preacher. Marries another time. So it's nice to have faith in
this.
Thank you again, Pastor.
Thank you.
God richly bless you.
You want to listen to the picture? Like that.